All right, howdy, howdy, cowboys and cowgirls. They hate it when I do country shit. I'm gonna go do country karaoke.
My flag is still standing on my hill, so I have no comment.
Welcome to the Human Podcast. This week we got a new guest. We got Ben from the other side of the country. So we got all parts of the country.
I don't think I'm very new. I'm just old, very old.
He's an old guest. He's one of my best friends. And we also got Courtney over there.
Hola.
And then me, Alex Truck, and my wife. She's a guest too.
Alex.
She's over here playing games on her cell phone and looking at
actually,
her cat.
Actually, I'm watching a soap opera.
She's watching a soap opera worse than fucking...
Is it a Chinese soap opera, Alex?
No, Courtney,
it's worse. It's Magnificent Century.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, God.
It's so good. It's so good.
Let's go ahead and just jump right the fuck on in. But... your cat is an asshole. My wife has a new fucking cat, and it's just a big old piece of shit. And
it's a piece of shit. That's why he's in here.
I don't know why you need another cat.
Because I got him for free, and he's a ragdoll.
It looks like
Alex wanted like a ragdoll for forever.
You needed another cat like homeless people needed more outside time.
I mean, I'm not disagreeing with this.
She comes up to me. She's like, hey, so, you know, I am looking at this other cat. It's free. I'm like, you can, you know, say no at any time. I'm like, no. And she's like, well, give it a chance. I'm like, no. She's like, you don't even know what it looks like. I'm like, I don't. And no. And she's like, well, I'm just going to have it at home when you get home.
Yep. See, that's where your wife and mine differ. I just come home, and I'm like, "What the fuck is this cat doing in my house?" No warning, cat.
See, I was nice about it.
Yeah,
I used to try to smooth you over. You can say no, like you have a choice at any time.
No,
just
we
so
compromised
you know, you
and
can
got
say
a cat.
No, but it'd be better if you said yes because I've already decided.
Yeah, it's just the biggest piece of shit. It fucks with Mochi.
Does it attack your legs?
No.
Oh, then it's not that bad.
It has like a little cute meow, and that's about it. It has sharp as fuck claws. Anytime
I just trim them.
Anytime I give Mochi treats, like this little asshole fucking comes up and grabs my hand.
He is still having to learn manners.
Both paws. He's like, give me that shit. I'm like, no.
Mm-hmm.
But right on to the, let's talk about some fucking dumb bullshit. Mother of 6-year-old yep. Virginia student charged after child brings handgun to school. And I don't know what it is with these fucking parents giving 6-year-old children guns.
Wait, I thought it was the adult.
Little Wayne's mom gave him a gun to go to school.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, that's Little Wayne's kid, though.
Wait, so did the mother bring the gun or did the child bring the gun?
The child had the gun in his backpack.
Oh, okay.
And this isn't the first fucking time that this shit has happened. You know, the child's mother, Letty M. Lopez, so a Mexican, go fucking figure, of Norfolk, Virginia, has been charged with contributing to the delinquency of a minor and allowing access to a loaded firearm by children. And you know, fucking, what was it, like a month or two ago? A 6-year-old fucking came to school with a gun and shot his teacher. Yeah, in January, a Virginia teacher was shot and injured by her 6-year-old student. So this is a different one. Also this week, a Philadelphia-area woman was arrested after authorities said her 6-year-old son was caught with a gun on school property. Stop letting your children have guns.
Like, how do 6-year-olds get access to guns?
Why are they all 6, too?
It's just the right age for a gun.
I mean, like, It's like, give me an A in my class.
You know, at 5 years old, they're learning about them. At 6 years old, they're shooting them. America.
It's red, the most American blue, fucking shit red. Ever.
And they the blood from the people that got shot by the guns.
It's like, you're not supposed to have them. I don't know if you saw that fucking video of that deli owner getting shot the fuck up, but he survives.
Was he fat?
He was like a fat, like Middle Eastern dude. Like those.
See, well, there's your caveat on being fat. You can take more bullet wounds.
But like, a guy that lived above the fucking deli was having a fucking issue with this guy, comes down with a handgun, shoots him in the face a bunch of times, and he like falls to the ground. He's like, fuck! And then he comes back in with like a shotgun, like an automatic shotgun, goes over the counter and shoots, misses, and like the dude's bleeding all over the place, and eventually he gets up, wipes himself down, and he's like on the phone with the cops. You know, just bleeding all over. I'm like, God damn, you're not supposed to have guns in New York. And this motherfucker, you know, got charged with a whole shitload of things. Like, just having a magazine in New York is against the law. This dude had multiple guns. AR-15, you know, shotgun, handgun. I'm like, yeah, you're fucking going to be under the jail. Like, Ben, would you give any of your kids a gun to go to school
Absolutely
with?
Absolutely not. No.
Of course
see,
not.
And see, that's the reasoning that should be, like, that you should have. See, you asked me, I had zero hesitation. I answered that question immediately. Like, that's the how much judgment you need to be able to make that rationale reasoning. Should your gun, yeah. or should your kid go to school with a gun? No. Absolutely.
Never.
So, but we live in America. People are very uneducated and very stupid. And so it's what you get.
I'd say fucking just deal with the fucking bullying out here. Because, like, do you remember Static Shock back in the day?
I do.
Yeah, yes. There is an episode where, like, the fucking nerdy guy comes to school with a gun and he's like, I'm gonna fucking kill that bully. And Static Shock was like being all woke back. Don't you fucking kill that bully now. Come on over here, young blood. You ain't needed to be doing all that. I mean, he spilt fucking, you know, coffee on your laptop and shit. And that was wrong on him.
You know what's funny? Because Static Shock kind of did talk like that. Like super hood.
She did, yes.
Sounding.
you want out? Yeah, I mean, like, just deal with the fucking bullying. You know, make it to where, you know, if kids are getting bullied, put them in a different class. Fuck it. Who cares?
You know, but, like, bullying used to be a part of growing up. It gave you the thick skin you needed to deal with the real world.
Yeah, and of course.
But bullying right now is going way too far.
No, it is not.
Stop. Just let me talk. Just let me talk. And then you can interject or give your two cents. This is how I feel. Me and Alex grew up, and, you know, not all bullying's bad. Me and Alex are men, in case you couldn't figure that out. But
I wasn't sure.
Anywho, the amount of bullying we did just to our friends in general, our close friends, we would call ourselves, was just beyond what any kid nowadays could imagine. I mean, it was your job to belittle.
Give an example,
each other
then.
As much as possible, and that was a sign of love.
Okay,
if you
so
believe it or not,
like I play all the time with my friend Sauce. I do know his real name. I've met him.
Like just for example,
and you know I'll call him gay and you know a faggot all the fucking time. And my friend Jen, I'm like, Jen, you definitely have a fucking penis. You know, you're definitely a dude. Like, quit trying to be a girl. You know, you fucking tranny faggot. You know, and all the time. And she'll laugh about it and have a good fucking time. But these people are all, you know, my age. Well, Sauce is a little bit older, but still.
I think the thing is, so if you are easily offended, then you're going to find everything offensive. Because you're easily offended. And so if you don't develop the skill of having thick skin and not being easily offended, then everything's going to be offensive to you, and you're going to live a life of always tiptoeing around some issue.
My favorite joke that Ben ever told me about me is, that's not a beard growing on your face. That's just dirty cat hair that got stuck to it. Oh, my. Well, I was like, dying.
Like today, like this is just how we talk to each other. And it's just how you know I love you, like, right? Like, I'm trying to get a hold of you. You're not texting back. And I text your wife, you know, and I'm like, is Alex, one more term of calls. He's playing Call of Duty. The first thing I said was, fag. And then your wife agrees, for reals. And then she says, like, and then I say to him, I'm like, tell him I miss him. Ask him if he misses my sweet warm breath on the small of his back. And other gay things. And then... yeah, well, that's the point. And then he says yes.
This
and then
stuff that his number. Kids are doing now isn't playful.
He thinks he's tired of your blowjobs because they were so toothy. I was like, how can they be? He doesn't have any teeth. And you know, these are all things that were just, you know, and we used to pick each other's insecurities, and we would find that one thing and just go for broke, right?
Yeah, I mean, I can tell him like, dead
oh,
mom
you don't
jokes.
Like your man boobs? You're insecure about that? Oh, get ready. But, you know, it prepared you for the world to take that upsetting information and process it. Because life's going to throw at you, especially in adulthood, constant upsetting information. And you're going to have to deal with it. So, like, if you can't deal with that stuff, then you're just going to get defensive and say, I don't want to listen to it.
Yeah, and then you'd be like, okay, now I have to, what?
So I agree with that. My idea though is like all this is true, but this is being heavily multiplied by social media in kids today, and so that's a completely different form of pressure that we didn't have dealing with that. So it is different for them.
We had plenty of social media when we were kids.
Not really.
There's Facebook.
No way.
Yeah, there was.
There isn't thousands
Facebook.
Of people online telling you to kill yourself.
Yeah.
Yes, there was. Constant.
Oh, I've had people come up to my face and tell me to kill myself.
I play World of Warcraft. Like, I played online games my whole life growing up.
Yeah.
And I went to high school, too. I know you did. And the kids
but some
weren't
of the,
nice
I've
there
never
either.
Even heard of some of the stuff that these
so,
kids
okay.
are doing to
right.
each other.
So we're talking about kids, right? So I'm the only person here that actually has kids and listens to this stuff from a day-to-day basis. So my daughter is kind of like in this scenario, right? And so I can give personal insight. She will say things like, I don't want to be body shamed, or I don't want to be this shamed, or I don't, that's this, or that's that. And she's just repeating the things that adults are saying and repeating. Not necessarily that it upsets her or not. And so I'm going to ask her things like, well, why do you not want to be body shamed? And she'll give me answers like, well, it makes me feel bad. Well, why does it make you feel bad? And I get to the underlying issues. And so then it comes down to two things. A, either you don't like something about yourself. And that's what kids are pulling and extrapolating out because you're letting them know that. And then they're accentuated it onto you. And so if you don't like something about yourself, you either A, you have to change that thing about yourself, or B, be okay with who you are because there's nothing wrong with who you are right now and how you are. There's nothing wrong with it. And so really it's a self-esteem issue. So I think kids nowadays aren't bullied and have all – well, they are, but I think they have very low self-esteem and they don't have an ability to bring that up. And so that's the underlying issue. I can see it with my own daughter and my own kids. And so it's, hey, nothing's wrong with you. Nothing will ever be wrong with you. Now, if there's something about yourself that you don't like personally, and other kids are trying to poke fun of it and make fun of it, and it's upsetting you because you also think that. And so you should do something about it, or you should learn to love yourself more.
Yeah, I mean, also, you're, like, more in the kid's picture. You know, for like me, like I had a single mom and, you know, people call me like a beaner all the time and your mom should have aborted you. And it's like, probably. Absolutely. Like if you come, you know, to it with this, you know, mentality, it's like you're going to have to try a whole lot harder than that. to, you know, hurt my feelings.
Yeah. Well, it just comes down to it. Like, if you're confident in yourself, and that's what they should be teaching kids, instead of, well, you should be nicer. These kids are never going to be nice. Let's just get that straight. And so if we can teach more self-confidence practices, like be confident in your own body, be confident in yourself as a young woman or a young man or as a child, like, and learn these things, then that is what's going to help them in life. Because if just telling all these kids that, you know, well, people shouldn't bully you and they shouldn't be mean to you, they're going to go into life being, oh, well, I can just pull my green card out and stop getting yelled at every single time when I'm doing something wrong, they're never going to learn anything. Then being confident, because confident building is the best thing for any young child. Because in life, confidence is what's going to excel them in a career or their passions or dreams, not being in a bubble that I don't want my personal feelings hurt. Because you're never going to be able to not be hurt at all. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, I mean,
you can feel free to, you know, bring up other points and stuff, or tell me I'm wrong, or if you feel like I made a good point.
You did. Like on the next story, you know, because a dude on, you know, the show Naked and Afraid, right?
Yes, I love that show.
So a contestant burned his penis sleeping next to a fire.
Sounds great.
And this dude
he doesn't sleep that close to fires anymore.
Yeah, he burnt it pretty much sleeping next to the fire and put his penis in the coals. And
he did what?
Yeah.
How do you not notice?
UK contestant Sam Mauser had his penis burnt because he slept too close to an open flame. Mauser and another contestant, Lily Jambund, spent 3 weeks filming in the wilderness of New Mexico. And, he had the tip of his penis burnt by hot coals from a fire.
It spit out from the fire. He didn't, like, somehow, like, purposely put his dick on coals. I needed to know that.
Yeah, no, it wasn't on purpose. Oh. It was an accident. But now this dumbass, like, everywhere he goes, throughout UK, he's going to be like, oh, fire dick, And people are going to make fun of him forever. And he's never going to lose that stigma. No dick. Yeah, it's like,
could you imagine? Like, that would hurt.
Oh, yeah, no, it would.
You know how, like, a burn, like when you get, like, a burn on your, like, skin or whatever, it, like, has pulsating little pains. And, like, it's not, like, too bad, but, like, it doesn't go away. And it's just, like, that hurts. Like, you just go through your day, but it's, like, that bugs me. But could you imagine that, like, on the tip of your wiener? Like, it's, like, ooh.
I mean, I've gotten, like, a bug bite on the tip of my dick.
Body.
You have?
Yes.
Ew.
That's why I sleep in boxers now. So bugs don't come and fucking bite the tip of my penis.
This little bug.
This little bug thought it was, it was a gay bug that wanted to give me a blowjob. And, you know, the job was too big for it. And so it's like, and it's like, oh no, I bit him. He's going to hate that. I'm going to get out of here before he kills.
You didn't turn into Spider-Man?
But, like, the spider silk only shoots from, like, the tip of my dick.
Or he could have just turned into Fly Boy. Or Mosquito. Mosquito.
Mosquito Man. Just, you know.
The Mexican Mosquito.
Like my dick shirt just turns into a stinger. Just go around stabbing.
Where your superpower is flying around and playing mariachi music with a sombrero. And being annoying in people's kitchens. In two different ways.
Stabbing people with a stinger.
Mexican.
I love the fact that
just picturing that. Da, 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 da. It's me, Sanchez O'Flyo. It's like, damn, this Mexican mosquito.
We should start writing for the new Rick and Morty now that Justin Roiland's gone.
Right? We need to practice our Rick impressions and Morty impressions now.
Oh, no. Like, they already chose a new guy.
I figured that wouldn't be hard. They had a whole staff, so...
No, there's one dude that fucking did Rick and Morty impressions, and he was really fucking good, and Roiland fucking is like, yeah, that sounds just like me. That's crazy. So they chose him. Yes, what is it, you fucking retarded cat? But...
Is that the new one?
Yeah, that's the new one. It's, like, in the room. It looks just like Gwenny.
Oh, Oh, the one that peed on everything?
Yeah. But this one doesn't pee on things. I
hated that cat. That automatically makes it better.
Yeah, it just, it's annoying. It just...
I hated that cat.
Meows. Like,
I'm glad it died.
That's mean. But speaking about dying, a Mozambique pastor dies.
Not Mozambique?
Mozambique? I don't know what it is.
That's how I would say it.
Mozambique. The Mozambique pastor dies after attempting a 40-day Jesus fast.
Didn't that happen not too long ago to somebody else?
I'm pretty sure this was the guy from like 3 days ago.
When are people just going to like realize that a lot of those stories in that Bible are just made up?
Sorry, my phone died.
Jesus Christ.
So I live down in the Bible Belt. Yeah. And I was at work the other day with some guy. And I forgot where we were talking about age. And I was like, scientists found the age cap being 115 years old. And he goes, well, people back in the day used to live to be like 300 something years old. And I was like, or he said, according to the Bible. And I go, well, I don't know about all that. And he goes, well, everything in the Bible is true. And I'm like, oh, it's one of these people.
Yeah, I mean, I can write a fucking book and be like, you know, Alex is so fucking cool. And, you know, he had like the most amount of money out of everybody, and then just like hold it into a vault. And, you know, everyone's like, man, Alex was the coolest, you know, in 100 years. And I'll be dead. I don't care. You can lie. They don't have any way to fact check it. But yeah, the pastor
except
was...
nowadays, we got like bank accounts and records, and they probably could. I'm like, nope, that guy was poor. He's a liar.
He's poor. But yeah, like this fucking dumbass, Francisco Baraja, founder of the Santa Trinidad Evangelical Church, you know, died in a hospital. Dude, you're already, like, probably in Africa. You probably don't have any fucking food. And now you're going to be like, I don't want to eat food for 40 fucking days. Americans can probably do this no problem because we're already fat. You know, 40 days without
that
food.
Guy sounds like that guy shouldn't be the founder of anything with that low of an IQ.
I mean, he found death pretty easily.
Oh, well, we're all going to find that, but yeah. Hey, the caveat, though, at least he died skinny.
Yeah, they just took like a Bic lighter to him and it just like lit it all on fire. It's like, there you go. Now he's
like,
fucking
we're
cremated.
We're so sad that a Papa Chew died. Man, he looks good in that casket. What was his diet program? Oh, just don't eat anything. Well, it sure did look. Looks great on his thighs.
I guess this wasn't the first fucking time this happened, because in 2015, no. A Zimbabwean man died after 30 days. After 30 days. And in 2006, a British coroner found that a woman died halfway through a similar fast in London. So I'm like, why are you fucking trying to fast and be Jesus? Stop it. Like, eat food.
They're just trying to fast and meet Jesus, and it's working.
Yeah, these people are dumb.
Dude, I have a problem fasting for a day.
Dude, I have a problem fasting for a couple of hours.
I couldn't imagine fasting for 30. Like, are you kidding me?
Like, I eat every fucking day in my truck. Like, I go and get gas station food.
I'm eating right now.
Yeah, I like, my
not
wife got me...
because it tastes good.
She got me, like, this little beef packet things. Root beer beef strips. And I'm, like, chomping down on these. But
it's
like
the jerky right. Hearts from Man Crates.
Yeah, the jerky hearts
what's
from...
What's the next moronic story?
Wait, you think they're all
move
moronic?
On from the skinny people.
Okay, never mind. Yeah, they're all moronic. I just wanted to scare him. Chinese father who accidentally stabbed son to death with Japanese samurai sword in study argument gets 12 years in jail. A court
sounds about right.
A court in China found that Yang Juming used a Japanese samurai sword to jab his 13-year-old son, who later died in the hospital after losing too much blood. His problem was he used a Japanese sword. You should have used a Chinese sword. Something you're familiar with.
He wanted to blood out so much.
Yeah. like that Chinese father should have been like, it was the Japanese that killed my son. I didn't do shit. But yeah, no.
That's why he went to jail. If it was a Chinese sword that killed him, they would have been like, we need help on the population control. Thanks for staying true to your country. But he used a Japanese knife, so he can go rot in jail.
Yeah, that's why he got 12 years, is because he used that fucking katana. Dishonor! How dare you? Right. Where did you even get this? 12 years in jail. It's like, well, I killed my son. It's like, who cares? Yeah, we have too many people here anyway. Fuck these little Chinese bitches. It's like if you had a daughter.
I love
daughter,
how terrible
yeah,
your Chinese/Japanese accent is.
Oh.
But also, how spot on.
Very nice. Good accent. Me love you long time. Sucky, sucky, $5. Man, like, I would, like, if blowjobs were $5, I would get blowjobs all the time.
A lot of people would.
Like if I went to Durango and was walking down the street and some woman's like $5 for a blowjob, I'm like, let me go to the ATM.
Like, it's a blowjob booth.
Like, would you get mad if I got a blowjob that was $5?
No. I'd be disappointed in you, but I wouldn't be mad.
Well, I mean, like, there's a bundle on Humble Bundle right now.
I feel like that's like a thing that, you know, you're paying for. It's probably better to pay for quality instead of quantity.
Well, there's
like a $5 BJ is probably like not a very good BJ.
Nah, it's going to be shit.
But yeah, there's a Streamy Sakura special full complete series of a bunch of porn games, I guess.
Sounds terrible.
I know. I didn't buy it, but it's $12, and yeah, it's just all fucking, like, little Japanese, you know, fucking hentai games for $12, and I can't fucking do it twice in my life. I paid for a VR game where my hands were dicks.
Oh, that was so much fun.
And it was just one of the best fucking things I've ever done. I'm like, I don't regret it at all.
What was it called? Like Edward Dick Hands?
I don't know. I haven't played it in forever. Like you can't jerk off with fucking, you know, VR controllers in your hands. Makes it very awkward. And if you put them down, then your fucking dick hands are like across the room and it's distracting. Yeah, your cat wants to fuck.
Then you
out.
Just walk around in the game and just poke things with your.
You fuck women dick with hand? It. You fuck women with your dick hands.
Can there be other things you do too?
Yeah, like cum and piss.
Oh, that'd be fun.
So you can like cum and piss all over these women. But my boy once again is out of jail. Andrew Tate.
Who is that again?
He's the one that thinks women are stupid, and he's right, but...
I haven't heard news about him in a minute. Probably because I've deleted my TikTok.
Oh, I don't have him on
TikTok. He was in jail? What did he go to jail for?
Because a couple women accused him of human trafficking. So the Romanian authorities arrested him and didn't charge him, but just kept him in custody while they ran their entire fucking thing.
Didn't they, like, go through their house and they found nothing? It was just some, like, chick's boyfriend, like, reported it.
Yeah, and they did it a second time. This is the second time. And it turns out that two of the women that were accusing him, they found, like, their fucking, you know, chat history with each other. And they're, like, you know, conspiring to just fuck him over. And they've, you know, confirmed that this is both these women. Like,
I'm surprised they have police in Romania.
Yeah, they shouldn't. And but yeah, he got out of fucking prison and is now threatening to sue the woman and her parents for $300 million if she did not retract her statements.
Isn't that like her his net worth? $300 million.
I mean, it should be. He should have more than that. I mean, I think he has like a couple like Bugattis and shit. But yeah, he got out of fucking prison, or he got out of custody. And yeah, they're like, we didn't find shit there. There was fucking extensive CCTV footage. And they're like, yeah, we're not going to use any of that. They're just trying to find anything to be like, yeah, you're raping women and human trafficking them. And guess what? Nothing fucking came of it. And now he's like, yeah, get the fuck out of here. And yeah, he did have cam girls at the house, and he did have, like, you know, prostitution-y things
going
on. But
he's open about that.
Yeah. He's like, he's 100% open with it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. My boy, Andrew Tate, you know, he's fucking out and fucking rocking and rolling once again.
He's living his best Charlie Sheen life.
Good. I'm fucking glad for this dude. But yeah, now these women are just gonna fucking be, you know, kind of fucked up. Because guess what? Now everyone knows who they are. They're like, the courts try to block their names, but, you know, they already are like, hey, this is who we are. We're blaming Andrew Tate on this. And they're like, oh, fuck, it didn't actually work.
The problem is when a no-name tries to drag a somebody name down through the gutter, the no-name's usually never affected because they're a no-name. Now, if you're well-known or somebody and you have some reputation or something to lose, then that's the only person that can be affected. And it almost always, even if it works out in their favor, like they win, it's negative. That was the whole thing about the Johnny Depp Amber Heard thing. Like, yeah, Amber Heard did some movies and some shit, but she's still a nobody, really.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Amber Heard's never going to get another movie again. And good for, you know, that, but you know, now Johnny Depp is going to get fucked over, too.
Well, it did, because it was bad for his acting career just to be drugged through the mud, even though they, you know, they proved that was all just a bunch of nonsense. And he won the defamation case. So it doesn't matter. It's still, you know, nobody's going to want to touch him now. Because his name's associated with that, even though it was proven not to be true.
Yeah, I mean, I, for me, put these women in prison, you know, and give them the sentence that would have happened to the man if, you know, their false statements rang true.
That would be a great rule. If you're going to come forward on something, then yeah, you, if you're proven to be wrong, then whatever sentence they would have got for, like, the crime that you were accusing them of, now you have to serve. Dude, that would be so cool. That'd be a good rule. Would keep people from doing dumb shit. Accusing people of bullshit.
Well, I mean, it'd also fucking stop, you know, real fucking victims from coming forward. But, you know, at the same time, it's like, you know, we need to stop, you know, promoting people to being a fucking victim. Because, like, there's a lot of fucking people out there that, you know, will be like, hey, look at me, and then, you know, say, hey, I have, you know, cancer, my baby's gonna die, my baby has cancer, and they'll make, like, a fucking GoFundMe for it, and their baby doesn't actually have cancer. They don't have to prove it.
That was like, I'm not gonna bring that up, but you're 100% right. I feel like the problem is everybody, I think the problem is everybody sees themselves as a victim. Everybody's the victim, you know? No one can take personal responsibility for anything. Everybody always needs, oh, poor me, you know?
And yeah, I mean, true victims are like the people over there in East Palestine, Ohio, like where they have toxic rain after that train derailed. Have you seen all this bullshit going on?
Hell no, that sounds crazy.
Yeah, so over in eastern Ohio, there was like a big old train that fell over and they just decided to burn it. And now it's just, you know, giving them, you know, toxic air, toxic water. And someone like poured milk into like their fucking coffee that they got with their water. And the milk just started to sizzle. I'm like, what the fuck? It's fucking insane that they just allowed.
Was it a chemical train?
Yeah.
It caught fire, went and crashed. Or derailed?
Yeah, may have poisoned the small eastern Ohio town with a range of highly toxic chemicals, the EPA chief, Michael Regan, told residents. All families need to know that they are safe. And so they're just lying to the families and lying to everybody.
Sounds right.
Yeah, the river's been contaminated. And that river is connected to a lot of different other rivers, so all of those rivers are contaminated now, too.
Residents were told that they only had vinyl chloride to fear. Then a list of the dangerous chemicals spilled by the train grew. Federal agents may have not released the full list of chemicals for months.
Of course not.
So, yeah, people are getting pissed the fuck off. And about 50 of the 141 cars on the Norfolk Southern train derailed and exploded. So, yeah, they've fucked over the river.
That's crazy.
Fucked over everything.
What made the train derail, does it say?
Yeah, it was their fucking train tracks that were really fucking shitty. Like,
they're all shitty.
Well, like, these ones were especially.
What was the last time you were working that shit?
Like, imagine a kid draws, like, two lines of a train track. That's what their train tracks actually fucking look like. Like, it was just, like, two squiggly lines going down. And, yeah, it's just fucking insane. And one fucking...
This happened in Utah?
Ohio.
Oh, Ohio. Those people can deal with that shit. That's Ohio.
I wonder how much it costs to replace railroads.
A lot of money, yeah.
So that's why it's not done.
But yeah, I mean, if you go and look at, like, the Ohio train tracks, you know, here's what they look... Here, I'll fucking share this.
Yeah, that state's, that whole state's a shit show anyway. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, here it is. I'm sharing what the fucking train tracks out there look like. Yeah. That's fucking insane.
Yeah.
Because it would, you know.
Is the driver okay?
No, the driver's probably dead.
Oh, the conductor? I'm sorry.
I don't know. Well, it said it derailed, so it might be just part of the train, or you can look up.
But yeah, I mean, just, you know. And, like, there's videos of people, you know, driving trains over all this shit. And it's like, yeah, you have to go super fucking slow or else he derails the entire fucking train. You just see, like, the fucking train's all shaking like a fucking, you know, dude that has, Parkinson's, no. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, Parkinson's.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, the federal government should be focused on this sort of shit rather than, you know, giving people speeding tickets and other dumb bullshit like that.
But fixing that doesn't bring in any revenue. Speeding tickets does.
Yeah, but the amount of fucking money that this, you know, train is gonna fucking lose for not fixing it.
But that's America.
It is.
That's America in a nutshell. Like, don't do anything to prevent nothing. Only address a problem after it's already arisen. Like, it's all like the climate change denier people. No, that's all fake. Some scientists don't know what they're talking about. It's all nonsense. And then until, like, your river's on fire, they're like, oh, well, maybe we should do something about that.
Yeah, I mean, same thing with fracking operations. People are like, oh, no, it's terrible. I'm like, yeah, terrible for the people living there, but they're making shitloads of money so they can, you know, bring in water from outside. Who cares? Yeah, I worked in the oil fields, kind of. But on to our Florida story, because we all, every week we do a Florida story when we didn't do one last week. Fort Myers, Florida. A man went to jail after he disrespectfully consumed a key lime pie.
How do you disrespectfully? Did he like stick his dick in it and fucked it and then ate it? Like,
no, apparently.
You disrespected the shit out of that pie.
You fuck you.
Kind of a fucking, you should have kissed it first.
But yeah, Fort Myers.
You should have bought it at dinner.
This dude fucking went out of his way to obtain his favorite post-dinner treat for his mother's birthday. And then he put it in the refrigerator, and then he warned another person in the house, David Powelson, to leave his mother's edible present unsullied in the icebox. But this motherfucker went crazy, fucking took the entire key lime pie to his recliner and ate the entire fucking pie to where there was nothing left. And, you know, the man was pissed off. He's like, fuck you, how dare you eat my fucking pie or my mom's pie? And started yelling at him. And then David, the dude that ate the fucking pie, took two large glasses of water and just dumped him over the old man that bought the fucking pie. And then he got arrested for fucking battery of a person 65 or older.
Wait, so the guy that's 65 still has a mom that's alive?
Yeah, impressive, right?
Okay.
Except those people back in the day had kids at 13. So his mom's probably like 78.
Yeah.
So, is this person his roommate or?
Probably.
Well, if you're 65 like, and you got a roommate, you're probably not doing so good in life as
well. Or he just, you know, rented out one of his rooms.
Probably the least of your problems.
He probably rented out one of his rooms just to kind
of
make a little.
If you're 65 and you need to rent out a room, you probably made bigger life decisions that have ended you up to that point that are worse than somebody in your mom's pie is probably the least of your problems.
But I mean, just say it, dude. When you're older, do you really life need choices. To own a house? Because sooner or later, aren't you going to go into a retirement home?
Well, he's
or something
he
like
still
that?
Has a mom. He's got a couple of more years to go, it seems like.
My grandmother's living with us. She's on hospice now.
Yeah, live with your family. And if you don't got family, sounds like you made some poor decisions.
Hospice seems like a really bad piss. It's like, you know, a piss that you take in a hospital. Hospice.
Or a hot piss. Those are not good either. Those are usually indication of bigger problems.
My favorite is when you pee hard and like you just get it all out of you and it feels like you're just jizzing. It's like, you just like moan at the fucking urinal and people look at you and it's like, you know, as you like finish. Get a little, you know, tickle at the end. Boop. Yeah. Hell yeah. But let's go ahead and finish up with the Am I the Asshole? And I have found one. I don't know if Courtney sent me one or not. Probably did, but didn't look at it. Am I the asshole for embarrassing my friend who always has to have a better story?
No. Fuck that guy.
So I
hate one-upper people. Like this, those kind of people, they just get on my nerves. They're like, those are like the kind of people that, you know, you're like, I went skydiving last weekend, and they're like, well, me and my friend invented skydiving, and you're like, fuck you, you know, no, you did not. Eat a dick. Like I'm tired of listening to you.
Well, it actually has a story here with it. I have a friend who has to top every single story he hears. If you got a new dog, his cousin just adopted a wolf. If you rented a cool car on vacation, he spent way more money and rented a Ferrari on his last vacation. If your kid scored a goal at hockey, his got a hat trick. It kind of drives me nuts. It can be super inconsequential things, too. I once mentioned I had tried a new pizza place. He had to say that the pizza in New York City is so much better. It's just ridiculous. Friday night, we were at a party. I was talking to a girl who was telling me about her trip to Costa Rica. He got into our conversation and started talking. I asked the girl if I could grab her a drink. I didn't want any part of it. When I came back, he was telling her all about our trip and all about the birds and wild animals he saw. He was just going on about everything. I kept my mouth shut and wished he would go away. When the girl asked me about the trip, I said it was a good trip and we had gone for a friend's wedding. She asked to see any pictures I had, and when she looked at them, she started laughing. She said that we had gone to Puerto Rico and not Costa Rica. My friend kind of just dropped his shoulders and went away. I ended up having a great time with her, and we might see each other soon. She told me that she thought my buddy was cool, though, and I guess he had been telling her about hiking and seeing wild toucans, which do not exist in Puerto Rico. My friend came over yesterday and said I was an asshole for embarrassing him like that. I guess he thinks I should have lied about which country we went to. He constantly lies to women, so I guess he thought I should too.
Yeah, fuck that guy, dude.
Number one, that guy was just trying to get some pussy, okay? You know, let him try and get some pussy. Yeah, that guy. That's all those guys trying to do.
That guy, that friend, he sounds like that coworker that comes to find you to tell you about his personal life.
Oh my
although
god!
Although you did not ask about it.
Yes.
Like you see them coming across, you know, the hallway, and you're just like, "Oh fuck! How can I look busy? Get out of this!" Like you know it's coming, and they're like, "I need to tell you about my wife, Sydney, and then her and the kids this last weekend." You're like, no, you don't. That's your own personal business. I don't want to hear about it. And then you know if you engage with them because you try to be nice that you're just roping yourself in for a 20-minute conversation of you going, uh-huh, mm-hmm. You don't say. And that's your part of that conversation.
Yeah, like the people that just always want to fucking talk nonstop. They're kind of retarded. It's like they can't take a hint. It's like, hey, I got to go. Like I'm really good at getting out of those conversations now.
Are you just rude and just like, I don't want to talk to you?
Yeah, I'm a truck driver. I don't have to be a nice person. What are you going to do? Tell my boss that I was
That's
mean?
Great. Right?
Oh, no.
That guy he wasn't very professional. He didn't want to listen to my bullshit story about my family. Yeah, he's got a schedule to maintain. He has to deliver some fucking tires.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm fucking not busy, yeah, I'll fucking sit there and shoot the shit with you, but, you know. For the most time, I'm like, dude, I'm busy. I have to go do some shit. Fuck off.
You know what? And I've rambled from time to time myself. I'd rather somebody just be up straight with me. Like, hey, man, I got stuff going on. You know, is this a quick story or can we talk about something like later? Like, you know, nice. I'll be nice about it. Like something like that. But, you know, that shouldn't offend you.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'll be playing Call of Duty, and, like, I'll get a rando on my squad, and it'll be a kid, and be like, can I add you as my friend? I'm like, no. You cannot add me as your friend. I don't know you. You know, just because you have a mic doesn't mean you get to be my friend on fucking Call of Duty.
I mean, you can do whatever the hell you want.
I mean, I ignore their fucking...
doesn't mean I'm gonna accept.
Yeah, I ignore their fucking friend requests. I'm like, oh, that's cool. I don't care. Fuck off. I'm like, I have like 20 people that I play with regularly. And yeah, fuck everybody else. But yeah, I mean, like, let the dude get some fucking pussy. And that's all I have to say about that.
I think in that situation, though, like, his friend being like that guy helped him out some, you know? Because he, like, that chick probably was so excited to not be a part of that and be like, did that guy? Yeah, I know. No, that's your buddy? Not really, no. It's just, you know, friend of a friend. Yeah, I hate him too. Nothing brings people together like mutual hatred. And people need to remember that. So if you want to get laid, bring a friend that other people cannot stand. Mainly women. But it'll increase your odds.
We'll go ahead and end the episode right there. You can follow me everywhere. Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, all of it. Alex the Truck everywhere. If you fucking see Alex the Truck, that shit's me. You have to go to the bathroom? Go to the bathroom. But thank you all so much for sitting through our bullshit.
Look at you being all sincere.
Yeah, no, you have to. Because
follow him, pay this guy money. He needs ad revenue.
I don't give a fuck.
Douche on the internet.
Honestly, I don't. You know, fuck you. Fuck all of you. Don't follow me. You know, leave me the fuck.
There you go. You know, Alex. Rise above.
Rise above. I fuck you. I don't give a fuck. But you know, I just need to start posting my fucking comedy sets up on Instagram and Twitter and all that dumb
you
bullshit.
Do so I can make fun of them.
Yeah, I mean, one of the fucking things that I'm usually on is Dork Court, and it's one of my friends Miguel, and he
Dork Court. Swear to God, I heard Dwarf Court and I got excited.
No, Dork Court.
I just imagine
D-O-R-K
in a courtroom, like Judge Judy style.
No,
and
pretty much it's
everything. From here on out, it's disappointment now.
It's on Twitch, and it's people getting up and doing comedy while being drunk, and people in the Twitch chat make fun of them, and they read it to their face, and they just sit there on their phone while they, you know, just do it, and it's just horrible comedy. And it's like, hey guys, oh my god, this basement's horrible. It's like a rape basement. This is garbage. I have a dog, and my dog barks, and it goes woof, and people are like,
I think
boo.
there's a term for that horrible comedy. I don't think it's comedy. I think it's called a rant.
Yeah, no, no one plans to get up there on stage, but my friend Chad got up there. And I had to go back and watch it because I'm like, let's because it was at his house, like, you know, the fucking one last month. And my God, it was fucking brutal. And I'm like, just sitting there, I'm like, no, why would you volunteer to do this shit? But thank you all, and we'll see you all next fucking week again. Bye.
I didn't know we were still recording.
Yeah.